This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil anbiya'i wal mursaleen. Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Tasliman kathiran kathira. Fama ba'du. My brothers and sisters, it is with great grief and very deep and abiding grief and sadness that I am recording this. And the reason I am recording this is because I remind myself that when the truth must be spoken, silence is culpable. When the truth must be spoken, silence is culpable. And that I'm referring here to this terrible tragedy that happened yesterday in Oman, where somebody, we don't know who that was because the investigation is still going on, somebody randomly shot a lot of people in a mosque where our Shia brothers and sisters, they were worshipping, and somebody sprayed bullets and several people died. As far as I'm concerned, it's a twin tragedy for the simple reason that, first of all, in the mosque this happened and worshippers were killed. And secondly, because it happened in Oman. Now, I have, alhamdulillah, a long association with Oman. I've been to Oman many times from 2010 onwards. So, and we are now in 2024, so that's a long time. From 2010, I've been going there. I have many friends in Oman, both Omani as well as Indian. In terms of religion, I have friends who are Hindu, who are Abadi, who are Shia, who are Sunni. And one of the most beautiful things that I know about Oman is that people of different faiths live in such complete and total harmony, respecting each other. And this is the culture of Oman. In 2014, alhamdulillah, I was invited by the Diwan to the royal court of His Majesty Sultan Qaboos, rahmatullahi alayh. And I did a series of lectures in the Grand Mosque and elsewhere as a guest of the kingdom. And again, I continue to be impressed with the hospitality, with the humbleness, with the sincerity, and truly with the beauty of the Omani people and the Omani culture. And to see this kind of thing happening in Oman was a huge, huge shock. So I'm recording this to convey my deep and heartfelt condolences and sympathies for the victims and the bereaved, and to say that I am making a lot of dua for them and for Oman itself. I was hugely concerned because obviously I was trying to find out if any of those I know, my dear friends and their families, if they were affected. And alhamdulillah, they are all safe. But then everybody is a friend and family, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us, innamal mu'minuna ikhwatun fa aslihu bayna akhawaykum. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that all believers are brothers and sisters to one another, and if you have disputes, then settle those disputes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, wa'tasimu bihablillahi jami'an wa la tafarraqu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, hold on to the rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala together and do not divide among each other. Allah did not say la takhtalifu. Allah did not say do not have a difference of opinion. Allah said do not divide one from the other. My brothers and sisters, I mentioned this, the issue of the shahada of Sayyidina Hussein ibn Ali radiallahu anhuma, which took place on this day of Ashura, of 10th of Muharram, in 61 Hijri. The reality of it And just see that this is the ironic reality of this. This tragedy was a tragedy not only because the grandson of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, the son of Fatima al-Zahra radiyallahu anha, and Ali ibn Abi Talib radiyallahu anhu karamallahu wajhu, their son and his almost his whole family were martyred, were shaheed. So that is one part of the tragedy. The second part of the tragedy is that they were killed by people who called themselves Muslims. So they were not killed by the Jews or by the Hindus or by this one or that one. They were killed by people who called themselves Muslim. That's a double tragedy. And what's a worse tragedy than that is that this then set out and created a cycle of violence that has claimed literally millions of Muslim lives. Muslims killing Muslims now for 1400 years. Can you imagine this? And how evil and how terrible is that? Especially because, as I speak and Allah is my witness, there isn't and there wasn't from that day till today, and there will not be until the last day, a single Muslim of any faith, of any sect, Shia or Sunni. There is not, there was not, and there will not be a single Muslim, living or dead, who would not willingly consider it an honor if he could do that, give his own life and sacrifice his entire family to save the life of Hussein ibn Ali radiallahu anhu, and to save the life of any of the family of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam, and I am one of them. There is not a single Muslim. There is no ikhtilaf ur-ray. There is no difference of opinion on this, that any Muslim who calls himself or herself a Muslim will not gladly give their own life in exchange for the life of the grandson of Rasulullah or any of his family. Yet, we have Muslims killing Muslims on this basis. What sense does it make? If this is not a trap of shaitan which completely drives people insane, then tell me what it is. My brothers and sisters, wallahi, with Allah as my witness, stand up against this. And that's why I'm speaking out. And I ask myself, am I the only one? And I said to myself that I will speak out even if I am the only one, and especially if I am the only one, because I tell myself that if I am the only one and if I don't speak, then who will speak? If not me, then who? And if not now, then when? I'm sure I'm not the only one. I'm sure there are other people also who are speaking out and will speak out and will agree with me. But frankly, I don't care if anybody agrees with me or not. This, and Allah is my witness, this is what I believe to be the truth. And the truth is that it is haram, it is haram, it is haram, it is prohibited. And you can say that a million times for a Muslim to kill anybody of any faith or no faith. It is not our job to kill people. Allah did not send us into this world as judges and executioners. Allah is the judge. Whether somebody is sincere or not sincere, the state of their iman, the state of their faith, the state of their sincerity, only Allah knows. Because only Allah knows the state of the heart. And only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the judge. You are not the judge over me and I am not the judge over you. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the example we follow, and we know that he alayhi salatu wasalam did not even hurt, forget about killing, he did not even hurt those who were openly against him and against Islam, who were sworn enemies of Islam. He did not even hurt the munafiqeen, the hypocrites in Medina, whose identity he knew. What basis therefore do we have? Or does anybody who hurts another person? And note, I'm not saying another Muslim, because a Muslim is not permitted to hurt anybody. Not only another Muslim, but another anybody. A Muslim is not permitted to hurt a Hindu or a Jew or a Sikh or a Christian or an atheist or a Buddhist or a Jain or anyone. A Muslim is not permitted, believe me, in our religion we are not even permitted to shoot an animal unless it is for food or unless it is to avert danger. Trophy hunting, for example, in Islam is haram. You cannot just go kill an elephant because it has, you know, great tusks, so you can't go and kill the biggest lion or the... No! It is haram in Islam to do that. So how can it be permissible to kill another human being? My brothers and sisters, we are not judges. Allah is the judge. Our job is to follow our religion, whatever we believe in, to the best of our ability, and leave it at that. If somebody asks you about it, tell them. It's not our job to shove it down their throats. Allah did not send us to convince anybody. This cycle of violence must end. And it will only end when people like you and me, ordinary people, stand up and say, enough is enough. Nobody is going to do this in my name. And I'm saying that. Enough is enough. No more hatred. We do not hate anybody. We do not even hate the one who hates us. Because if I hate the one who hates me, then I have lowered myself to his level. I will not do that. You want to hate me? Please. Go ahead, be my guest. I will still not hate you. It's a terrible tragedy. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect Oman, to protect all the Muslims, to protect all innocent people everywhere. Enough of violence in this world today, subhanAllah. It is extremely, extremely shameful for people to kill innocent people. As I said, and I repeat, I don't know who did it. I'm not saying who did it because I don't know who did it. That will come to the fore at some point in time. They are investigating, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala open the doors of knowledge for them so that they know. Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqan warzuqna ittiba'a wa arina al-haqqa batilan batila batilan warzuqna ijtinaba. Oh Allah, show us the truth as the truth and enable us to follow it, and oh Allah, show us the falsehood as falsehood and enable us to stay away from it. My brothers and sisters, please spread the word. Killing is haram. The one who kills another person has committed something which is the cardinal sin in this deen. And he will stand before Allah. And the one who killed will accuse him before Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will decide. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will punish that person. My deepest sympathies for the people, my du'as for the people who are affected by this, and I pray for the safety of Oman, of the country. It's a beautiful country where people have always lived in complete harmony. This is the first incident of its kind. I ask Allah that to make this the last incident of its kind, not only in Oman but anywhere in the world. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His mercy and His grace and His patience with us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not to be angry with us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us, and to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be with us. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya rahmatika.